Hello. Thank you again for joining Carp from the Rock Ministries with Pastor Tim.
And Joy.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So we're going to get back right into back to Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 16, but first we're going to pray. And verse 3:16, we'll still be talking about wisdom and the importance of it. And yeah, that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God. But mm-hmm. Joy, if you want to go ahead and open us up.
God, thank you so much for bringing us together. Thank you for allowing us to spend this time to get to know you better. God, we put on the full armor of God today. We thank you for it, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, gird our loins with the truth, shod our feet with the gospel of peace. We thank you for all your many blessings. Be with our family and friends and loved ones. Lord, lead us closer to you. Help us to have a better relationship with you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for opening us up. So we've been talking in Proverbs chapter 3, and it's been talking about wisdom and the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God, but we've been really focusing on the wisdom part of it. So we're going to back up, and we read, I believe, 16, 17, and 18, but we're going to back up to 16 and then take it from there. And
okay. The 16, length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due. When it is in the power of your hand to do so, do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it. When you have it with you, do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without cause if he has done you no harm. Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways, for the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns and scornful, but giveth grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools.
Amen. Thank you for reading that.
You're welcome.
So we're going to go back and just kind of break this down, because there's so much information. And of course, when I go through scripture and follow preachers, teachers, evangelists, or our own Bible studies that we do ourselves, of course, we go through and underline key points. Mm-hmm. And so there's a few things we want to touch on in here. So looking back where Joy started reading was the length of days is in her right hand and her left, which is an honor. Her ways are of pleasantness and her paths are of peace. And here's the thing, her paths are of peace. She is the tree of life. So we're talking about wisdom. Wisdom is the tree of life. And those who take hold of her are happy, and all who retain her. So by obtaining that wisdom of God, and you get that by going through the Word, by reading the Word, studying, and understanding. I love my Bible. It's a reference Bible, so I can cross-reference Old Testament, New Testament, different verses throughout the Scripture. And it gives you a better understanding of what the specific verse that you're reading. And not all verses have cross-references, but most do. And that's when you get into the Word like that, and you get deeper and deeper. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we talk about getting down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And so.
Not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way, but sometimes you'll take a verse and you'll end up, you know, 30 minutes later and you're like, oh, we're still on the same verse. But
you went in a lot of directions from
right,
a certain part.
Yeah, and you've looked at different different references to it. So that's one thing I really really stuck out to me was that it's the tree of life, and happy are all who retain it. Mm-hmm. And the very next verse, 19, it says, "The Lord by wisdom founded the earth; by understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and the clouds dropped down to dew." So right there in verses 19 and 20, it says wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. So you got all three right there.
One of these referred to Genesis 2:9. Do you have that footnote on yours? I'm going to read Genesis 2:9.
What verse are you talking about?
I'd have to go back to it. Since I'm at 2:9, I'm just going to read
it
now. "And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil."
So yes, I did find it.
That's kind of what you're talking about when you're in one area, but then when it makes a reference to, so this was him doing the Proverbs, and yet he's still referring to, you know, different places in the Bible. As mm-hmm. like you said, there's so many cross references, it can take you back and forth, and you know, it's a New Testament, Old Testament, there's references,
right,
it and all ties together.
That was Proverbs 3:18, which tied to Genesis 2:9.
Yeah,
and that's the beauty of getting into scripture, getting deep into scripture, that you end up all over all 66 books in the Bible.
Yeah.
In so many different directions and verses. But that's where I like it's almost like you're investigating.
Yes, it is.
You know, you're on it's like you're looking for clues. And
18 is, she is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. And it referred to Genesis 2:9, where it's actually talking about God making the trees. It just ties it all together.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, so I'm looking at verse 21, looking ahead, and at the end of 21, I circled the second part of 21. It says, "Keep sound wisdom and discretion." Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So, and then it goes on to 22. "So they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck."
And that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
You've met people that are wise and discreet, and mm-hmm. people that act, you know, in an upright manner, a respectable manner.
Yeah.
It is that way. It is life to you and
mm-hmm.
preserving to your soul.
Definitely, yeah. And then the very next verse, 23, says, "And then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble.
Amen.
When you lie down, you will not be afraid." And this is something we pray, mm-hmm. Not every night, but once in a while. "Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet."
Yes.
And that's where Proverbs 3:24. So when you pray for a restful night's sleep, we do that a lot because mm-hmm. It's important to pray, but we ourselves will pray for a restful night's sleep. "Let our sleep be sweet."
Yeah.
"And that God's strongest angels be encamped around us, our house, our property." So that's just a little cut of our nightly prayer
mm-hmm. a lot of times. Yeah.
But right there is where that sleep will be sweet. Right out of scripture, mm-hmm. and it's in verse Proverbs 3:24.
No good thing does he withhold. He wants us to be happy, and just the littlest things like that, you know, not have nightmares, bad dreams. I remember when I got saved and delivered, I did have nightmares and bad dreams, and the pastor that prayed for me prayed for that, for me to be delivered from that. And I honestly didn't have a dream for probably 2.5 years. But the Bible does say that we will dream and prophesy. I kind of read the Bible. Well, I definitely read the Bible as he's speaking to me all the time, throughout every word. So mm-hmm. it helps you to relate when he's saying, you know, "Your sleep will be sweet." Yes, mine will. He's talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do these promises, try to uphold his name and be wise and act in a, you know, an upright manner, I claim his promises for myself. And I encourage anybody that's listening to do the same thing. Look at from the Old Testament to the New Testament. He's talking to you. He wants to make your life very full, very happy. He wants you to be set free from, you know, like I was, set free from nightmares, bad dreams. And we'll pray that whenever we close, that people listening be set free and delivered from those things, and God touch you and let you have, you know, just a wonderful night's sleep, no interruptions, sweet sleep.
Yeah. And you know, when you have a good night's rest, that the next day is very different for you. It's just so much different versus having a bad night's sleep and, you know, not sleeping well, only getting a few hours of sleep, something like that. And you wake up and you're groggy. You feel like you got hit by a truck or something.
We're not meant to be tormented in our sleep. That's not coming from God.
No. So, and just looking back, right back to the end of 17, and all her paths are peace. So just going back to the wisdom, peace, just there's so many things that are intertwined with the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God, and being in his word and knowing God. There's just so much of your life that is evolved and evolves around all of God's word. And looking forward, I'm looking at verse 26. I've got that underlined, and it says, "For the Lord will be your confidence." And that is so true, because when you know the word, and you are confident and bold in God's word, you will have a different confidence about yourself and about your surroundings, your situations, any issues that come up, even just daily work.
He strengthens you. He absolutely strengthens you. He is your strength, your fortress. He's what you can hold on to in a storm and make you strong even when you feel weak or that you don't have strength and power. God will be your strength and power.
Yeah.
You just let him, invite him in, open up to him.
Yeah, there's a song I've always liked. It's an older song. It's "Praise You in This Storm." And just the words right there, "Praise You in This Storm." So we still keep our eyes on God and still praise him, even though we could be in the middle of a storm in our lives. And it happens to all of us.
Yeah,
We just got to keep moving forward and keep focused on God. And of course, we talked about this the other day about, Joy and I talked about this about our neighbor. So looking at verse 28, it says, "Do not say to your neighbor, 'Go and come back, and tomorrow I'll give it.' When you have it with you, do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without cause, for he has done you no harm." So one thing that really resonates with me is that you know your neighbors, or you may know of them, but when they come to you for help, don't turn them away, because that's really a true test of being a Christian, for one. You know, of course, the Bible says, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." So we're supposed to help our neighbors. You know, if they come knocking at the door, and you know, even if it's in the middle of the night and they need help, don't say, "Hey, come back tomorrow, I'll help you. And, you know, I got to get some sleep." And we were just talking about having a restful night's sleep. But more importantly, people are more important. You know, relationships, our neighbors are more important. So, yeah, it's just something that really stood out. And I'm looking at verse 32. And the second half of 32, I actually have a red star next to it, and it's underlined. And it says, "But his secret counsel is with the upright."
Amen.
And his is, of course, capital. So that's talking about God. His secret counsel is with the upright. And I was checking real quick just to see if there's a footnote or a cross-reference there, but not specifically to verse 32. Oh yeah, there is. There is Psalms 25:14.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read that? Psalms 25:14.
So 25:14 is the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. 25:14.
So it just cross-references it almost as the exact same thing. So yeah. His secret counsel is with the upright.
25:14, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
So God is with you. When you have God on your side, he is with you, and he is your counsel. So when you seek God mm-hmm. and you seek his word, that's how you find answers to issues, to things, to events in your life,
yeah.
is that the word has the answers. The Bible, the scriptures have the answers.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Psalms, Proverbs, Old Testament, New Testament. It's all in there somewhere.
Every answer to everything.
Every answer to everything.
There's love stories, you know, murderous stories. Just, there's everything yeah. you can think of is in this Bible that will give you the answers to your entire life.
There is. There sure is. And the last verse of Proverbs 3 says, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. So it goes right back to talking about wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're wise in God's word and knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior and having him in your heart, having him on the inside, that is your inherent glory. We talked about Romans 8:17 mm-hmm. about being co-heirs and in your inheritance with Christ, being children of God. And then it says, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. So people that don't believe in Jesus are looked at as foolish because, I've said this for a long time that because people ask me, well, why do you believe? Why do you believe in Jesus and the Bible and all? I said, well, the Bible's been around for 2,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best-selling book in the world ever. There's been more copies printed in numerous languages, and no book has ever been mass-produced the way the Bible has. And it's just, I was getting there. And so when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know in your heart, you know the change of the person you used to be and the mm-hmm. person you've become or are becoming as you change. And you just know that you know that you are different and Jesus is real. And he has real power.
He has real power. I always, you know, as a kid thought this big God was ready to get me. And I think I've said this before, but when I really did get saved and accepted him, I felt so much compassion and love poured out to me. And we're actually going to pray because we had prayed earlier about dreams and nightmares. And so we're just going to pray now. God, we thank you so much for everyone that's come together to listen and discuss and learn from your word tonight. God, we ask that you help people to be rid of bad dreams and nightmares. God, we cast out any spirits of bad dreams and nightmares that are harming listeners, and we just speak them filled with your spirit, your love. God, we thank you so much for your power. You're a good God. We believe that Jesus did die for us. We believe that he was raised on the third day. And we do believe he's coming back again. Lord, we thank you for all your many blessings. We ask that you touch people that they just know. Like we talked about, we didn't know in the past, but we know now, God. You're a real mm-hmm. God. We thank you and we love you. You are a good God. Let them see your truth and your power. Let them see that you love them and that you are there for them. Like we've learned. We thank you so much for all your blessings, Lord. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
See you next time. And Thank you for joining Carve from the Rock Ministries. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.